Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Paul Richardson. I am the Clinical Program Leader and Director of Clinical Research at the Jerome Lipper Multiple Myeloma Center at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts. It's my pleasure to be with you today to discuss the so-called RISS, which is basically the revised international staging system designed to further assess risk. Now, it's designed to improve our prognostication of newly diagnosed multiple myeloma patients, and it does tell us some important new information. The most important is that it incorporates the impact of high-risk cytogenetics and, at the same time, LDH. And so what it means is that the traditional ISS stage 1 patient remains ISS stage 1 as long as they have a normal LDH and they are without adverse cytogenetics, which in this case include 17p deletion, translocation 414, and translocation 1416. Now, in contrast, the stage 3 patients combine both ISS stage 3 criteria with an elevated LDH and any of the three adverse cytogenetic findings, namely 17p deletion, 414, or 1416. And ISS stage 2R, as it's now called, is basically anything in between. I think why this is very useful is because it combines the importance of the ISS staging as classically defined, which I do think in my own practice is important, but at the same time it gives us a rational structure around how to incorporate the impact of a high LDH, which we know is an adverse feature, as well as the most important FISH-based adverse cytogenetics. Thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managingmyeloma.com.